The Charlotte Symphony Orchestra will be celebrating more than its season-opening concerts this weekend. The orchestra announced this week it finished the last fiscal year in the black for the first time since 2002. Charlotte Symphony President and CEO Bob Stickler says the symphony's doing a better job of generating community support after years of relying too much on big donations from institutions like the Arts and Science Council.
What happened is a couple of things. One is that there was an investor group in Charlotte that got together and is giving us $2 million a year and has said that as long as we run balanced budgets, we can get that over a 10-year period. So that has helped stabilize. Unfortunately, the hole was even bigger than that. So we got a freeze on the musicians' contract last year. We brought in some new development staff, and we were able to increase our annual fund by 18% last year. Our board giving went up 40% last year. We doubled our corporate sponsorships, albeit coming from a low number. So basically what happened last year is that we were able to run our expenses roughly 2% under the previous year and have our revenue grow by 5% over the previous year, and that's really, really good operating leverage.
But the flip side of that is there's still a little over $6 million that was accumulated deficit.
Well, that's right. What we're talking about is our year-to-year budget, but unfortunately, our cash situation has deteriorated tremendously because you have to finance that $6 million that we've accumulated over the last 12 years. And we've done it by borrowing against our endowment. We've done it by increasing our bank loans. We've done it by paying our vendors a lot more slowly than they would like. And that had to stop. I mean, we just didn't have any choice. We were either going to be able to start running in the black or we were going to probably be a very, very different organization going forward.
Talk about what you did in programming over the last few years. You've added some concerts. You changed around some of the branding and the ticket prices. How did that maybe influence the bottom line?
Well, the number of subscribers in all of our series went up last year. And the star of that was our Night Sound series, which is four Friday nights, one-hour concert, part of an overall event. For example, the first one in October is called Boktoberfest. It's German music, but then afterward we have local breweries that are offering beer tastings. We'll have an Oompa band. Our subscriptions last year went up 25%, and I attribute that to we cut the admission price, which includes a free drink ticket, by the way, by $10, and we also started advertising in a little bit of an unorthodox way. The idea is that it needs to stand out from our other classic series. We want to signal people, and especially younger people who orchestras have such a hard time attracting, that this is a fun event. This isn't just music.
And do the numbers show that you are successfully attracting young folks to that series?
We're getting more. We're probably not getting as much as I would like, but I think this is a long-term proposition. And our subscriptions for Night Sounds this year are way ahead of where they were last year. So I'm cautiously optimistic about that.
Many people who have been to a symphony concert are familiar with the speech that you give when you come out on the stage and you say, the ticket price doesn't cover all of our expenses here at the orchestra. What about that speech is going to change? What about your message is going to change? Because some people may think, oh, they're in the black again. My money isn't as necessary as it may have been last year.
Of course, that's the downside of running a surplus and having it publicized, is that people will say, well, problem solved. And it's not the case at all. We are not out of the woods. This is just simply a milepost, not a solution. And the thing that people need to remember is that the investor group that is giving us that $2 million a year, they have said, this is for 10 years. This is time for you to heal yourself, and we intend to be out of here at the end of 10 years. So we do need to not only continue to run surpluses, but we need to find a way to substitute for that money. And for us, it's going to be an endowment campaign. You should have roughly four times your budget in endowment, and we have one half of our budget in endowment. So that's our big, big weakness.
What's the next step for the Charlotte Symphony?
Our opportunity is to go to people who have been holding back because they believe we're not managing ourselves credibly, to say, okay, we did it. We've got we had a surplus. We've got projected surpluses going forward, but we're not out of the woods, and this is what we need, and endowment is really it. And so we're very, very hopeful that we're going to get that kind of response in the community.
Mr. Stickler, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.